Hello there, ma'am. I didn't think we had a meeting scheduled for today. We don't. Okay, what do I owe the pleasure of speaking with you? It's not every day that the captain wants to speak to some lowly technician like me. It's kind of exciting, as long as it's all good news. Is everything all right? Yeah, I I remember the meeting from earlier. You called everyone aboard. There was some new policy about the hyperdrive quantum charge processor. Only one person can use it at a time because it takes too much power away from the navigation. I remember. Oh, Cress. Did someone already break the rule? Do you need me to go repair something? If that's not what happened, then why are you here? Not that I'm not grateful to have some one-on-one time with you, it's just not typical. You usually stay in your pod and keep to yourself. I just figured you were a bit like me. Prefer to stay quiet, not ruffle too many feathers. I always try to give you your space. That's not what this is about, right? Did I do something wrong? Okay, well, if it's because I didn't ask any questions at the meeting, it's because back on Aphion, a house isn't complete without a hyperdrive quantum charge processor. It's industry standard, so I already know how to work with it. So you've got nothing, absolutely nothing to worry about, Captain. You are in good hands with me leading the way, I promise. I'm not really understanding, ma'am. You're telling me that we had a conversation during the meeting? No, that couldn't have happened. You have to believe me. I literally never opened my mouth. I didn't say one fucking word. I'm sorry, pardon my French. I just nodded along and I left when dismissed. Whatever you have heard, it wasn't me, ma'am. I promise. I would never think about disrespecting or insulting you. Please don't fire me. I'll do whatever I can to figure out who is faking my voice. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? It sounded an awful lot like you heard it in your head. Oh, no. Okay. Just for curiosity's sake and all that good stuff, what was the voice saying? Bam, I am so sorry. You weren't supposed to hear that. Oh, I was doing so good until this happened. Please, please don't get rid of me. I'll keep those thoughts to myself next time, I promise. I didn't realize that I was sharing them with you. I was just looking in your general direction. You have to believe me. I didn't realize I had started to communicate with you. Oh my God. And this stupid telepathy thing. It's always getting me in some sort of trouble. My parents even warned me about this. Asked me if I was actually ready to go aboard a ship like this because of all the different life forms and how it would interact with my telepathy. I told them not to worry about me. That I would be fine and that they were overreacting. God, I'm such a fuck up. I'm sorry. Please, I'll do anything to make it up to you. The way I was thinking about you was very unprofessional. I know that, Captain. These were supposed to be private thoughts. I'll get a better handle of my emotions, okay? That was not the reaction I was expecting from you, ma'am. You don't want to fire me or send me out to the nearest space post for thinking such impure thoughts about my captain? I am truthfully sorry, ma'am. I swear to you, I will never do it again. From now on, all my thoughts about you are purely work-related. I won't even think about you if you aren't in the room. I'll push every fantasy I've ever had about you far from the front, so you don't even have to worry about it. I will be on my very best behavior going forward, ma'am. I promise you that. You do not have to worry about me. Well, if you didn't want me on my best behavior, that could also be arranged. It's just that this entire situation is a little embarrassing for me. Back on Aphion, all of this conversation is had telepathically. You know, that way it's kept private between the individuals. I forgot that humans don't have that ability. All telepathy is just one-sided. You could hear me, but I couldn't hear you. When I was sharing my filthy thoughts with you, were you having a hard time focusing, ma'am? Did you start to picture what I was describing? How pretty I thought that lipstick color looked on you. How you did your mascara really well today and made your eyes pop. Could see that you matched your nails to your uniform as well. Thought about how they would feel wrapped around my split tentacle. Don't back off now. I've waited too long for a chance to get you alone, Captain. Gotta get this jumpsuit off. Hugging your body so tightly, it leaves barely anything to the imagination. Seeing you all exposed like this makes me wonder how you hid your arousal in front of such a large crowd. Clear to me now that I was having an effect on you. Didn't start speaking quicker because you had so much to say. You wanted to get the meeting over so you could come talk to me. Flustering not because you were worried people were going to start laughing at you, but because you couldn't believe what you were hearing me tell you. Probably thought I was speaking directly to you too, being so bold with my words despite my lips never moving. You weren't stumbling over your words because of the speed with which you were saying them. Instead, it was because you were having a hard time remembering what you were supposed to say. Every time you had a thought, a new image of me and you was beamed into your brain, huh? How distracting for my captain to get so pent up like this. Sliding off my own pants, you're greeted with my own glowing tentacles. Split down the middle, one writhes around the other, twisting in their own slick. Matches the way my antennae have been pulsing, doesn't it? Grabbing them and pulling me in for a kiss. Didn't realize you were so impatient, ma'am. You feel so good. I don't think I have the anatomy to do it standing up with you, though. Our hips are at completely different angles with how lanky I am. Why don't you make yourself comfortable on my bed? You know, whatever's most comfortable for you, ma'am. Though, not sure if you're really befitting of that title in your current state. Your jumpsuit discarded on the floor as you get in position for one of your subordinates. Do you think your superior officers would be shocked to see you in this position? Pressing yourself against me as you feel my hands start to explore your skin. You feel so warm, so soft. I wasn't expecting that. It's so different from my own rubbery texture. Spreading your thighs wider in an invitation. I can see your cute cock all hard between your legs. Look at that. Practically dripping in excitement. I didn't realize how wet you had gotten, ma'am. Think I'm going to have to come up with a better name to call you than that. When you're spread out like a whore, something like captain or ma'am just doesn't seem fitting. It gives you too much respect. The left side of my tentacle wastes no time entangling itself with your cock, starting to slide up and down the length. You feel it start to constrict around your cock, tightly gripping you. It gives you something to focus on as the other head of my tentacle slips inside. Not going to worry about prep. The tentacle itself is so long and skinny and wet. It loops the way for us as it enters inside you. Feels so good, especially compared to the one stroking you, keeping it slow, almost torturous. Oh, that's right, baby girl. Work with me. Not against me. Move your hips with me. I'm going to make the both of us feel so good. Just gotta follow my lead. You make so many choices throughout the day. It's fine to let go for a bit. I've got you. I'll make you come just like this. Starting to feel good. Your whole clenches around me. Weren't expecting to have a double and a tentacle, were you? The one keeps lazily rubbing your pretty cock, while the other continues to thrust it in and out of your needy hole. Looks so good like this, Captain. Makes me wonder if any of the other crew has seen you like this. You really thought you kept this side of you a secret, didn't you? Should delve that to the rumors aboard the ship. Don't shoot the messenger, but I heard the only time you're happy is when you're being used. I've even heard some of the mechanics talk about how you should be demoted to pleasure assistant or even moral support back at the office. Said it would be like a promotion for you, ma'am. Always kept it to myself because I disagreed. See? I always thought it was hotter to have someone as powerful and important as you underneath someone like me, doing exactly what she's told. And considering how you're moaning, you agree with me. Instead, you bare your neck a bit more, giving me a place to rest my hands. That's not too tight, right? You can still breathe. Then I should fix that. Starting to squeeze. You find it's harder to get air in your lungs. Probably shouldn't push you closer to the edge, but it does anyway. But that's all right. Keep your eyes on me, baby girl. Don't look away. I'm the reason you're feeling good. The reason you can't breathe. Thank me. Good girl. For that, I'll relax my grip. Then you have a bit more air back. Not releasing completely, of course. You still feel my hands around you. A gentle reminder of what happens if you misbehave. Breathing is a luxury when you're with me, baby girl. You might get to do it all by yourself whenever you're alone or with someone else. But it's a privilege anytime you're with me. I'm the one who makes you feel good. And if I want you to feel good, then I'll speed up on my own accord. Just like if I want you to breathe, I'll loosen my grip. It's not your place to decide, is it? You're not the one with the power, baby girl. It's not really something you can wield, considering how easily you give it out. Submitting so beautifully to me. Should see how pretty your hole looks stretched around me. I can see the glow from my tentacle inside you. Out there, outside of these four walls, you might command everyone aboard the ship. But in here, you listen to me, don't you? If only the others aboard the ship could see you now. Would be so excited to see their captain reined in like this. You're always so serious. Now look at you. Turned you into a puddle right underneath me. Your hips flinch upwards, fucking further into my tentacle's touch. Oh, yes. It continues to twist around your delicate cock, making you feel so good, tickling the tip, teasing the slit, The attention is almost too much, which is why the one fucking your ass is a welcome distraction. Purposefully missing your prostate. I don't want it to get to be too much. You take it like such a good girl. I want this to keep going, want it to last. Oh, yes. You probably weren't supposed to have all this responsibility. It's just not good for you. You're not cut out to be captain, are you? The whole crew would be thrilled to try you out, ma'am. Just think about how that would improve morale as well. Maybe you should consider the moral support job. You seem to enjoy it, don't you? That's right, baby girl. Moan louder. Let the whole ship know what a good girl you are for me. How much you love my tentacles. Oh, starting to work you quicker. You feel the pressure around your neck again. The choking sensation is back as the air starts to flood out of your lungs. Oh, yes. It's all right. Keep your eyes on me. I've got you. Not going to give you anything that you can't take. You've done such a good job so far. Going to make me so proud. I want to be able to brag about you, ma'am. Don't you like how the praise feels? Nodding your head, yes. You don't have the ability to lie when you're so close to coming. Not going to risk anything when it's my tentacle playing with your prostate, causing you to cry out like that. Instead, I'll relax my hands, letting you get a bit of air in. Like breathing through a straw, right? Only makes you get that much closer, knowing your oxygen is limited. It's easy to keep your attention on me when you don't have a choice. One hand steady around your neck, the other grabbing your chin. You're gonna keep your eyes on me. Nothing else is as important as the way I'm making you feel. Don't even have to use telepathy for this. You fall apart so easily. I didn't realize humans were so sensitive that you couldn't handle the pleasure of a double-ended tentacle. Split right down the middle. Both sides working you closer to the edge. Oh, fuck. Oh, I didn't realize what a slutty side you were hiding. Going to need to bring this side out more often. Feels too fucking good to bury. Just look at you. So fucking sexy. Impaled on my tentacle. Practically split in half. It feels so good. You just want to come, don't you? Feeling my hands tighten again. You're going to come just like this. You come on my tentacle without any air, or you don't come at all. Can't be mad desperate if you don't let go like this. Oh, fuck. Oh, I know you can do it, baby girl. Come on, show me what a good captain you can be. Oh, my God. So, I'm going to take it that I'm forgiven for accidentally beaming my feelings to you. Is that okay? Is that right? Did I misread it?
Nothing, Cress. You have no idea how stressed that was making me.
I know you said you weren't going to fire me, but I wasn't certain. I mean, I've had bosses lie to me before. I'm just grateful that you aren't one of them. Ma'am. And also, I am sorry for taking control like that. Ma'am, I'm not normally like that. If you want to be the one in charge next time, just tell me. I promise I'll do whatever you say. I'm very good at taking orders. Well, yeah. I was hoping there was going to be a next time. Do you want this to be a one-time thing? Then it's decided. And who knows? If you maybe wanted to get dinner first, I could arrange that. I didn't want to call it that, but yeah, I'm asking you on a date. Is that okay with you, ma'am? Then it's settled. I will pick you up tomorrow around 8:00.